And we're up to Negeres HaKodesh, we're doing Perek Lamed, chapter 30, the 30th letter. So here the Alter Rebbe continues with the most of the themes of most of the letters, in which he encourages and urges people to continue giving their tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael, for the level of tzedakah that they give in Eretz Yisrael. And apparently there were some years that the people were better off and they gave easier, and then there were some times people fell on hard times and they sort of gave less, or they were thinking to give next year, make up for this year. But the Alter Rebbe encourages basically to the more you do it, not don't leave it off, don't miss out on doing it. Every time you do, he spoke earlier about it, and basically he says that you know, you get that great cheshbon, you make the peace between the older levels, the highest level and the lowest levels. Basically, it's the serusa de latata, serusa de leila. When we give to somebody who has less than we do, and we all have less than Hashem, so we bring out that Hashem gives us in that way. So that's, and each nesina, each time you give, it's actually a bigger yichud. You cause as the Alter Rebbe spoke earlier, but he briefly speaks about this in this letter too. He opens up and says, like, we find a person who comes to shul every morning, and one day he doesn't come. So the Gemara says, the Eibishter asks, where is my the one who comes? Now maybe the person didn't come to shul, he was busy with something, or maybe he had a problem or something, you know, he didn't come to shul. But still, you see that even if you have a problem, Eibishter asks, why didn't you come to shul? Because you should trust Hashem that the problem will go away. Don't let the problem distract you. The Alter Rebbe is extending this to all mitzvahs, especially to the mitzvah tzedakah. He says, even if you have a problem, if you have a difficulty, the Eibishter asks, how come you're not giving this year like you did last year? You know, you gave last year, you should give this year too. Even though it's not with a vow, not with a bli neder, every time you give, you do a good act, you do it many times, you also do a bli neder, you don't make a vow with it, but still, this concept that you should be doing what you did in the past. So the Alter Rebbe says, Moidaz zois, it's known, mashom razal, this is in the Gemara, brachos, Babam the base, kol harogi lovi lebeis haknesses. Anybody who is used to coming to shul, v'yemechad lebo, and one day he doesn't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyel alof, the Eibishter asks about him. He says, what happened? How come he's not here today? Shenemar, and he quotes from the Pasuk, Yeshaya, Perek Nun Pasuk Yud, Mi bechem yirei Hashem v'chulu, who amongst you who fear God? And the Pasuk says there at the end, Shemeya Bikoil Abdoi, that listens to the voice of his slave, Asher Olach Hashakim Enegla, that went dark without light. In other words, where did you go? You left the light and you went away. So, this is written in the Gemara with regards to davening, if somebody doesn't come davening. But Alter Rebbe continues and he says, V'chei v'chol ha-mitzvahs. Same thing is true in all mitzvahs, not only davening in the shul. Especially when we talk about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is equal to all the mitzvahs. So that is certainly, if a person does something every time and then he doesn't do it, the Eibishter asks, what happened? Which means, when the Eibishter asks what happened, it means that it's not, the Eibishter knows what happened. That means that it's not an excuse. That what happened is not an excuse. Hagam shehib lineder chaz v'sholem. Although, that when a person does it on regular, it has to be bli neder. God forbid a person should make a neder, a vow, because then you're not allowed to. That becomes a real iser. But still, aval became, even if it's not with a vow, kol ha-chayil asher nogo yiras Hashem b'libam, all the army people, meaning the strong, the devoted, the dedication, this is based on the Pasuk Yishmul Aleph, Perikut Pasuk Chavot. So if you're somebody, Yiras Hashem, those who touch your heart, lo yoso l'nafshim halikis losim kroz b'kodesh, it's not fitting for the godly soul to give less migrois, to do less in the holy work of tzedakah. From that which they have been already accustomed to separate from their monies what they've already done. And what do? To give life, to vitalize the spirit of the downtrodden, those who are low and depressed, that have nothing of their own. He's talking about, especially about the people in Eretz Yisrael, who the Alter Rebbe was raising money for them, because they didn't have any parnasa there, they didn't have any way to sustain themselves. So he was a this is the level which is known as the sukkah of David who has fallen. Specifically, this talks about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the sukkah of David. David lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's the kingdom of David. That's called the sukkah of David. But Nefelis, during the time of Golus, it's fallen. And what does he do with his money? Is lekoimem, to pick it up, and to raise it, v'chulu, to be one to one, meaning one yid with another yid, to connect us by giving tzedakah with each other, and also to connect the spheres to each other, so that the spheres are malchus with the higher level. And the Rabbi continues, says, v'akoy lifirev hamaisim, bringing down from the Pirkei Avos, that all goes by the amount of times you do it. The Rambam writes very simply, to get used to giving tzedakah a lot, that refines you, gets you into the habit. So in other words, don't give it once a year, but give it every week, give it every month, that way you train it. But Rabbi Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe explained earlier, that every time you give, you make a yichud, and that yichud helps to bring it down, the blessing, into this world. So it's important to do more yichudim every time you do it. And also, ulefi ha-cheshbin. And also, according to the cheshbin, which means that the amount, you give a lot of time, based on the amount what you give, it should be. You give a lot of time, but according to the cheshbin. But as the Alter Rebbe will explain now, that the cheshbon actually refers to this world, which gets connected through the cheshbon, which means cheshbon is, there is accounting. There is the Ein Sof, which is Bli Gvul, that's called Bli Cheshbon. There is no cheshbon. This world is a cheshbon. So Alter Rebbe will explain that when you give tzedakah, you connect the Eibishter with the cheshbon. But the cheshbon literally means to give 100,000, whatever the level is, you know, given the higher level. So he says, brings out that K'maymer Azal. So as our sayings, our sages tell us, that Kol Pruto Pruto Mitzadefes L'Cheshbon God V'Chulu, that every Pruto Pruto over there adds up to a large amount of L'Cheshbon God. Talks about a shield that people wear, so it's made out of kaskasim, it's made out of little leaves, mm-hmm. And each more makes up a full shield for the person of protection. So every coin adds up for a cheshbon godl. But Alter Rebbe is going to explain what is godl. A cheshbon godl, that the cheshbon brings about the godl. What does this mean? Aderech Maim Razal, similar to the saying of our sages, this is in Zohar Chelik Beis. He brings down here. Emosai Godel Havaye Kshuhu B'Yir Elikenu. That when is Hashem great? When he is in Yir Elikenu. That makes him greatness. What is the Yir Elikenu? Yir Elikenu, that is where the Eibishter's greatness comes about. Yir Elikenu is the Sfiris HaMalchus. Over there. Over there is Godel Havaye. Why? Bechinas umokim hacheshbon. In Malchus of Atzilus, of there is a place of the cheshbon, because over there is a source already for all the various different nevroim. Instead of becomes gavul over there, all the creations of all the nevroim come from Malchus of Atzilus. So, what it means is, that over there you bring down the Ein Sof Kshu Godel, you make Hashem great Be'ira Likenu when you bring him down to the level of Malchus, which basically you make a Cheshbon Godel, you make the Cheshbon Godel, you make it Godel, that you bring down the level of Ein Sof into the Sefiras HaMalchus, which brings it down to the Nivroim. Kumesh Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim Zayin Hey, it says, Einayich Bereichos B'Cheshbon. Einayich, your eyes, Bereichos is referencing, Bereichos is like a pool. That's a referencing also to the level of Malchus B'Atzilus. So what does it mean? V'amukuvan. So what does it mean that when we give tzedakah, Hashem becomes great in Malchus? So we say, Mosehu Godel K'shubel Elikeinu, that would give tzedakah, then the Eibishter becomes Godel in Malchus. So he says like this. When we give tzedakah, the Eibishter comes down in Malchus, and we get from that level. When we give in our level, then it becomes God B'Elokeinu. Kam shochas chayim chen v'chesed ma'isat tzedakah b'rotzin atoyim v'sevi ponim yofes. He says, when we extend life, grace, kindness through the act of tzedakah, with the goodwill, v'sevi ponim yofes, and we do it with a good countenance, with great confidence, with a good countenance. So it's not just to give tzedakah, but to give tzedakah in a friendly, in a good way. That is sarusa del elo. This creates arousal from below. Should be yoyer avaya ponov, that Hashem should shine His face. So this is, you give it with ponim, the Eibishter would give it with ponim, ponov. Who orus v'amshochas chen v'chesed v'rotzen elyon. That is the shine and the extending, the grace, the kindness, and the supreme will, the Ratzon Elyon, Mechaya Chayim Ein Sof Baruch Hu, from the life of life, the infinite, blessed be He. Asher L'Gdlos Ein Chekav Asogu Klal. His greatness, there is no investigation, we have no concept, no comprehension at all. So we wanted to bring it down, El Bechinas Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Elomim. We want to bring it down to the level of Malchus, which is Malchus Kol Elomim. So through our tzedakah and our ponim, Sefer Ponim Yofes to tzedakah, the Eibishter brings down His ponim Yoyer Hashem ponim Elecho to the level of Malchus, which is Amod Isgalya. That's the revealed world. That is already the revealed world that's coming down from the Ein Sof, from the hidden world, into the revealed world. That gives life to all creations which are in all the worlds, in all the heicholis, in all the rooms, the upper ones and the lower ones. And that's called a cheshbon. Why? Because shehem b'chinas misper v'cheshbon. That's already a number. So no matter, notwithstanding the fact there's so many, but there's a limited number of created beings. Meshikosuf, elav alofim sham sheni. That there are 1,000 times 10,000 that serve me. So we see that there is a cheshbon and a limit of 1,000, 10 times 1,000. Zehu cheshbon godel shalidei rev maisa tzedakah. And that is sholem, that brings peace. So the great number, what is it, the cheshbon godel that went to tzedakah, which basically means that the cheshbon godel that you come down from the level of Ein Sof to the level of Malchus, into the level of Cheshbon, into the level of limit, which later on benefits the person because he's a created being from the Malchus, Malchus Cho Malchus Kol Olamim. And that brings to the level of Sholem. Now, I'm not so sure that why he brings it in. He's referencing the Pasuk voice of Ma'is Zedokah Sholem, the Alter Rebbe said in Perikid Beis, but he all of a sudden brings it in here too. It brings peace. What does it mean it brings peace? Peace means you bring two things that were apart, you bring them together. That means peace. So when you bring the Ein Sof with this limited world, when you bring them together, that's called peace. You're making peace between the Ein Sof and this world. That's what it's called Sholem. Kiperu Sholem hu dovar ha-mechaber u-metavich beitzik sof ha-hofchim. Because the interpretation of Sholem means something which connects and straightens out between two extreme opposites. Shehem k'tzei ha-shamayim le'ilo, which is on one end, is the edge of the sky above, which is Bechinas Lugdolos and Cheker. On one hand, you have the level of his greatness, there's no investigating, that's on the one extreme. Ukzeh Hashemayim Letato, and then the edge of the Shemayim below, which is the level of Malchus, which is the lowest of the ten spheres, which dress up and level of Misbar, and through your level of Tzedakah, you bring that connection, you bring down the Ein Sof, and you connect the two, and that's sufficient for one who will be understanding. So basically, the Alter Rebbe says, continue doing what you do every year, and don't give any less, because it's necessary in order to do that, those connection. Hakoy lefirev ha-maisa, and also by the cheshbon godel, what is mitzterefes, the cheshbon godel, meaning you're bringing down into the level of malchus, which is cheshbon, which is the level of godel.